Now, to catch us up on the book she's been reading, Lisa Mitchell, good morning.
Good morning, Maureen, Catherine.
A Different Light, First Photographs of Aotearoa is edited by Catherine Hammond and Sean Higgins and published by Auckland University Press.
And it's a fabulous, beautiful collab between three public collections, the Auckland Museum, the Alexandra Turnbull Library in Wellington, and the Hocken Collections in Dunedin. And there are five essays in the book, each written by the photography curators who care for those collections, and one written by Angela Wanhalo, who's a professor of history at Otago University, who sets up the discussion of a pretty overdue book in terms of the insight into how Māori and Pākehā have engaged with photography since its arrival here around 1848. Angela's essay highlights a broad overview in the introduction of how the two cultures have engaged with photography. Paul Diamond from Alexandra Turnbull Library unpacks a particular image that includes a signpost which has recently become readable only due to high-resolution digitisation, which, without giving away any spoilers, that has ended a lot of speculation about what a sign in the image says. And this is based around the building of the Great North Road near Pōkeno in the Waikato, and it's related to the New Zealand Wars. It's a William Temple image from the Auckland. Sean Higgins discusses how some Māori individuals engaged differently with commercial portraiture during the 19th century. And Anna Peterson from the Hocken discusses Joseph Perry's images of Otago. In particular, an interesting one here is the different ways the Māori kaika Moriaki or Pā was portrayed through photography and then picked up in terms of the London Illustrated News illustrations. So Natalie Marshall, finally on this point, discusses how the Crawford family in 1860s Wellington included Māori domestic staff from their household in their family photographs.
So for you, curator of historical photography, I think at Te Papa, that's the that's the wisdom you bring to this. For you, how significant is the work they've done here and the analysis that accompanies the imagery?
It's immensely significant. I mean, there's a lot of photography books published, but not many of them get to good discussions about historical photography and how people, how that operated within people's lives. There's fabulous things here in terms of jewellery, you know, all different variety of processes, not just simple one view of photography as a history of images of that all look pretty much the same. It really brings out the variety, the use of early colour, you know, print envelopes, lantern slides. They've even reproduced a negative, and the reproductions are beautiful, which is also a really high point. They're presented in five galleries throughout the book with black pages, and they're just a delight, and it gives a visual feast. And I really like the way it joins the three collections together, you know, from things that are held in Dunedin, things that are held in Wellington, and things that are held in Auckland, all mixed together. And there's a touring exhibition that's accompanying the book. I believe it's on at Auckland Museum at the moment. It's coming to Wellington, and it's also going to Dunedin, to the Hocken.
So you are impressed with this work. Okay, that's
Absolutely.
Excellent. Thanks very much. Lisa Mitchell has reviewed A Different Light, First Photographs of Aotearoa, edited by Catherine Hammond and Sean Higgins. I'm just trying to remember your own book on photography.
Through Shaded Glass.
That's right. Shining a light on New Zealand's women photographers. I remember
who also included Wahine Māori.
Yeah, true. Thank you, Lisa Mitchell, for the review.